Hello, my name is Carolyn Francis, and I am so very thrilled that you are investing your time to listen to this interview. In doing so, you have set yourself apart from the rest, and you have taken the first step in changing your life. You may not have heard of me before, but for those of you who have read my book, Flip Your Way to Freedom, you know my story, and you know that I started out exactly where many of you are now. I was barely living paycheck to paycheck. Every dollar that I earned was spent well before I even cashed the check. My credit cards were maxed out, just trying to handle the daily expenses, and the bills just kept piling up and up, and I knew something had to change and had to change fast. I tried the MLMs and more than enough those get-rich-quick schemes on the Internet, and all they did was drive me deeper and deeper in debt with their promises. There had to be a better way. I was a mother of three. I wanted a better life for myself and my family. I was so tired of the rat race and working so hard only to make someone else rich, but I wasn't sure exactly what to do. I knew that my family and I were meant to have more than this, and I desperately wanted to live the life of my dreams, but how? I didn't know where to turn or what to do. The defining moment came when my daughter asked me to go to private school. She had worked so hard, and it was well past time for me to step up and allow her this chance. But I was already buried under a mountain of debt. How could I afford it? I'll never forget that raw, rainy, cold day when I heard the advertisement that would change my life. And now it's time for you to take charge and change yours. I want to share with you the solid, no-fluff information and resources that I've used time and time again to build wealth and achieve my goals and dreams. It is my great hope that you take this information to heart and follow the path to lead to your own dreams and success. This interview is so very important to me because this is the person that was generous enough to share his knowledge and provide me the information that would empower me and allow me to change my life. Today, I have the profound honor to introduce to you all the person primarily responsible for changing my life. He is a master thinker, a creator of massive wealth and opportunity, a true legend, and an innovator and implementer of time-tested, cutting-edge techniques in real estate. Starting off dirt poor, he pioneered and blazed the trail in real estate and along the way created systems that teach investors how to thrive in any market, and he has proven so time and time again by implementing these systems throughout the years. He, unlike numerous others, actually practices what he teaches, and he is currently doing so as we speak. Not one to rest on his laurels, he has so generously taken his vast knowledge and created multiple, easy-to-follow, step-by-step educational programs in every aspect of real estate that continue to be ever-evolving in order to stay current with the trends of today's market. Even with foreclosures at an all-time high and the extreme volatility in the market today, he knows that there is no better time than now to be in real estate. While the crowds are selling, this is the time to buy, and there is no better opportunity to begin building your wealth in real estate. He has successfully been utilizing his methods for over 25 years and has adapted to and succeeded in widely changing markets throughout this time. He has seen the ups and downs and is, without a doubt, the go-to guy and the one you want to learn from if you want to be a success. 5 years ago, I was so very fortunate to hear an advertisement on the radio for these systems. I didn't realize it at the time, but they would provide me the tools to change my life forever. It is with the greatest of pleasure that I introduce to you my teacher, my friend, the guru of gurus, Ron LeGrand. Welcome, Ron. This is an incredible honor to speak with you today, and I know that the listeners are in for some incredible information that has the ability to greatly impact their lives. I truly can't thank you enough for this opportunity and really look forward to sharing all this great information with all our listeners. Would you mind taking a couple minutes and telling us a little bit about yourself, how you started out, and what you're doing presently?
Well, Carolyn, thanks for having me on this interview. And to answer that question, I started back in 1982 as a dead broke mechanic, 35 years old, and twisting wrenches for a living. Didn't have any idea what I wanted to be when I grew up, but I knew it wasn't fixing cars in the hot Florida sun. Bankrupt, clueless, lost, just trying to make a living, getting by. Saw an ad in the paper to said, come learn how to buy real estate with no money down and no credit, and that kind of appealed to me because I didn't have either one of those. So I went down and checked it out, and sure enough, it wasn't long, I was into one of those seminars, and shortly after that, in fact, 3 weeks after that, I picked up my first check for $3,000, and that was the beginning of a whole new lifestyle for me. Didn't take me long to quit my job and embark out into the world of buying and selling houses, and in fact, did 23 of them my first 6 months in business. Started getting really good at it, and within the first couple of years, had them massed over 276 units. In fact, 200 of them were Section 8 HUD tenants, and what I created, it was a great big mess. I had over $1 million worth of equity, sure enough, but not enough cash flow to pay the bills and more financial problems than I ever had when I was broke. So I quickly realized that the income wasn't equaling the outgo, and my upkeep was becoming my downfall, and this so-called wealth that I created was a great big chain around my neck and making me old fast. So I quickly started selling off all that junk that I bought, that it was because I could, in all the worst areas of town, wrong way, in the wrong places, for the wrong reasons. And it took me about 5 years to get back to normal. It was the first 7 years of my business. I bought a lot of properties, but it was a tough 7 years while I was learning what real estate was all about, because there were no systems to teach me. I had to create the systems. And there was all kinds of ways to make money, but no way to go about doing it step by step. It was just piece here and a piece there. So over the first 7 years of my business, I created systems to actually take single-family houses and turn them into cash flow, which is what I figured out quickly you needed, income, not equity, income to pay the bills with, income to make you feel like a millionaire, and not just equity that you might get someday if you're lucky. And as we found out here in our recent times, that equity has a tendency to go away fast. In fact, we've lost about $2 trillion worth of it this year so far in real estate alone. So I'm all about the money, the cash flow, because I've learned that if you don't have cash flow, nothing else is going to go right. You make chaotic decisions based on need, and you don't get your cash flow needs of today taken care of. You just don't take time to focus on really getting wealthy. Well, over the years, I started getting really good at those systems, and in the late 80s, I started teaching those systems, and I've been teaching them ever since. And today I've got commercial projects as well as residential projects. I've got commercial projects in 9 states that I work with students who bring those to me as well, so developments of one sort or another. So I'm a pretty well spread out guy today, Carolyn. I started as a dead broke mechanic, and boy, if I'd ever, I would have never dreamed that that beginning days and that first seminar I went to would have led me to where I'm at today.
That's just absolutely phenomenal. Well, you've missed the market in turmoil currently, and foreclosures at an all-time high, the Wall Street bailout. Many people are afraid to do anything at all. What do you think about investing in real estate at this time?
It is the absolute best time that I've seen in my 27 years to be in this business for various reasons. Number one, nobody's ever been through this before, so it is true that consumers are scared, but it's also true that foreclosures are at absolute all-time high. It has never been easier to get people to sell you their houses at very low prices or take over debt and let them walk away from equity that they have. It's just, I mean, it's absolutely literally a gold mine out there right now. If you learn how to sell houses, which I know how to do it, and you make it easy for them to buy so they're easy to sell, you literally can control your marketplace, especially if we add owner financing in there and eliminate banks and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and make it easy for our buyers to come in, and we're the only game in town where they can actually own a home of their own. And I'm telling you, it is just an absolute magical time for real estate investors who have their head on straight. And true, most of the country is running or hiding. And if you look back and look at the most wealthy people you'll know, you'll discover that they made their big fortunes while chaos was rampant. Wealth comes from chaos, Carolyn. Now's the time to get really, really active, not reactive. As long as you do it correctly and without risk and without, you know, writing checks and without guaranteeing debt, and without doing the stupid stuff that most people think you have to do to be in the real estate business. See, we don't do that. There's 3 ways to lose. Number one, we don't write checks. If we write a check, you can lose a check. Don't write the check, can't lose a check. Not rocket science. We don't write checks to buy real estate. And we buy millions of dollars worth of it and have been for 27 years, and I've got 500,000 students out there that are doing the same thing all across North America. And secondly, we don't go down to the bank and borrow money. That's what's got people in trouble today. The minute you guarantee that loan at the bank, you risk 3 things. You risk your credit, you risk your assets, and you risk your marriage. And none of those 3 are worth risking just to go buy a house when we can get all of them we want for free or by using other people's money. And third, we don't make promises we can't keep. If we don't make promises we can't keep, we don't have to keep them. And it makes it risk-free. We don't write checks. We don't guarantee debt. We don't make promises. We use attorneys to buy and attorneys to sell, so we're making sure we're doing everything legally. So if you structure the business so that you can't lose in this economy, it's absolutely an incredible opportunity out there right now waiting for anybody who gets their head in the game.
So what you're saying is that really anybody can do this. You don't have to have a specific background, good credit, or tons of money to be successful in real estate, as long as you utilize your education and the systems that you have in place?
Well, I'd say you're close. I wouldn't say anybody could do it because there are some people who couldn't do anything, no matter how easy you made it for them. There are some people who are looking for excuses and whiners and bellyachers and looking for handouts from the next president or the next government or want to blame everything that happens to them on somebody else in their life. Those folks aren't going to make it in any business. So, no, it doesn't apply to everybody, but it applies to anybody who is committed enough to make something happen, willing to take some lumps and go through a learning curve and has enough grit to hang in there long enough to make it happen and is not going to turn away the first time they run across the obstacle and are going to plow through it and learn the ropes. You know, you don't get good at anything unless you plow through it. Everything you do that's different than what you've been doing in this life, you have to go through a learning curve. And it just kills me that some people don't see that real estate's no different than anything else. I mean, if I go out here and I buy me a Quiznos or a franchise of some sort, I got a learning curve I got to go through. I got to go to school first, and then I got to get in there, and I got to learn the ropes, and I got to get behind the scene. I got to see what's going on. And I'm going to learn from people who know how to teach me, people that have done it, and not just talk about it. But some people think that you can go read a book and start a business, and you ought to be successful in six days, you know, and it just doesn't work that way. So the question was, can anybody do it? The answer is anybody with a willingness to learn and a commitment level enough to stick to it long enough to learn a few of the basics and enough grit to fix things when they get broke and move on can do it. And believe me, I got people going doing it from teenagers all the way up to folks in their 80s from all walks of life. And I'll tell you what you can't do if you're going to do this business, and that's listen to all the morons who try to tell you you can't do it or it don't work here, it don't work now. And believe me, there's a whole bunch of them out there, Carolyn. The whole country's full of broke people trying to tell other people how to get rich. So if you listen to the folks who know how to do this and apply the simple basic truths and proven techniques, and yes, anybody can do it that qualifies for the standards that I just stated.
So it is critical to have the right mindset and determination along with, you know, everything else that you mentioned.
Well, if you don't have a mindset committed enough to make it happen, then it won't happen.
And I suppose that if you don't have that mindset, there's not much you could say to anybody to really motivate them to take the next step.
Yeah, that's one of the things that bothers me most about doing my career as teaching, and that is that I can't help everybody as much as I'd like to. Only when the student is ready can the teacher appear. And I can't overcome a lifetime of obstacles that are a lifetime of mindset that people get implanted. And there's all kinds of things that keep people from not succeeding. Things like guilt. Maybe they've made some stupid mistake in the past and they want to carry that with them for the rest of their life and use it for a crutch. Well, sometimes you've got to just let it go and move on. Or things like fear. Fear will stop a lot of careers because people are afraid of what people's going to say about them, or they're afraid of loss. Even though I've structured this so you can't lose, if you follow my system, people still have that fear. I think they're afraid of what other people say or think about them more than anything else. And the truth is that when you start making some real money, you won't care what other people say or think, because if you take a good hard look behind their lives, you'll find that they're ugly. You know, their lives are nothing to be proud of. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but I have learned an awful lot about what makes people tick over the years. And I wished I could make everybody successful, but I don't have that magic wand. Although I will tell you that we've made an awful lot of people very, very wealthy. But we didn't do it, Carolyn. We brought the message to them. We gave them the guidance, but they literally had to go out there and take that information and make it work. You know, nobody's going to come and take you by the hand and make anything work for you. You have to be willing to do it yourself. So with that willingness and a little bit of training, as I said before, most anybody can make this thing happen, but, you know, it is a personal thing. Truth is, Carolyn, if you can't succeed in real estate, you won't succeed in any other business either, because the problem's not the business. The problem is the boss.
Yep, absolutely. Would you share with us what it was that kept you going through all your trial and error? And you were really the pioneer. As you stated before, you had no systems to fall back on, to rely on. You really had to create everything on your own. Could you share with us what it was that kept you going through all those times and made you persevere through the good times and the bad?
Well, you're right. I am the pioneer. In fact, I'm so old now, they're starting to call me Moses.
And that's all a good thing?
Well, I guess. The answer to your question is hunger. In the beginning days, hunger kept me going. You know, we had to eat, and I didn't have any rich relatives or other income to fall back on or a wife who was working, so I started with nothing, and, you know, I didn't have a lot of choices. I guess I could have always gone out and got another job, but, boy, I just couldn't stand the thought of that because I had this burning desire to work for myself within me. So it started with hunger. It started with a level of commitment to myself, and I just said, I'm going to do this. And then it started with that very first little success, Carolyn, that first $3,000 check that I got, closely followed by another check and another check and another check. And, you know, it weren't but a few checks into the business where, you know, I felt like I was unstoppable. When I started seeing this thing work and I got past that very first check, then my self-confidence level went through the roof. And I realized, holy God, this thing will work. It'll work for me. It'll work now. It'll work right here where I live. And get out of the way, and I'm going to make it happen. So I just kept on going. And you know, once you get a success or two under your belt, it gives you the internal drive you need to keep on moving the machine forward. But it's that first check that we have to work so hard to get people to accomplish. And once they do, then they have what we call the shut-up check. You know, when people come up to you and say, it won't work, here's your copy of my check. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. And pretty soon they start asking you, well, how do I get into this real estate thing?
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's one of the best moments.
Yeah. And then when I started teaching it, then there was no turning back for sure because I became the teacher. People start expecting me to lead, and when you're the teacher, you're always on the cutting edge, and that's what made me the best of the best of what I do is teaching it, not doing it. Anybody can buy and sell houses, but when you start sharing what you know with others, the only way you're ever going to get to be the best.
Absolutely. What do you feel are the most important steps to take in order to get started in real estate for somebody that's never had any experience?
Well, first they're going to have to get a little training because there's only two ways to get that. That's the easy way and the hard way. And that school of hard knocks is ugly, brutal, expensive, and will probably put you down. A smart person that's starting any business of any kind will go get trained from someone who knows the business before they plunder out there and make all the stupid mistakes they don't have to make. Now, us men, we don't have a choice. We're going to do it the hard way because we have this thing called testosterone, and the last thing we're going to do is read the instructions manual. So we're going to go out there and do it our own way. The wheel's round. We can make it rounder. If it's already been done, we can do it better, and that's just the man thing, Carolyn. So I tell men, guys, go out and do it your own way for the first year. And then when you get tired of beating your head against the wall, come on back and see me, and we'll implement the systems it took me so many years to create. But I understand, because I'm one of you, I'm one of those macho men who hate following instructions as well. So back to your question, the smartest thing for anybody to do is first get trained in the basics of whatever business they want to implement. Once they get trained in the basics, and now it comes down to just implementing the first step of the basics. And then we have a training to do that. We have a training called Quick Turn Real Estate School. It's a 5-day college where we teach people how to buy and sell houses, and we school them on the basics and literally do it step by step so that a sixth grader could follow it. And once you see the step, the first step, then you see the second step, and all of the rest of the steps will quickly be revealed. But the problem is getting people to take that first one, because when we get that machine in motion, then we got momentum. We got the big Mo, movement. And, you know, a little bit of movement is better than a boatload of meditation.
Absolutely. Many first-time investors do get overwhelmed and they try to get going in too many different areas of real estate. Where do you feel that they should focus on first? What's the easiest place to get started with as little money possible and to get that first paycheck in their hands as quickly as possible?
What they should start with first is getting a check. You're absolutely right, getting a check. Nothing else matters, Carolyn. I see so many people, they'll go out and they'll do all the stuff that does everything except create revenue. For example, Going down to Office Depot and stocking up your home office won't make you one red cent. Taking all my forms home and changing them because you can do them better won't make you a cent. Studying my CDs until your ears pop out will not make you a cent. The only way you're going to make money is to take the appropriate steps that get people to call you with houses for sale so that you can quickly determine whether you've got a suspect or a prospect. In fact, there are five steps to this business or any other business. So if you're listening to this right now, you might want to get a pencil and write this down, because I don't care what you do for a living. If you're an attorney in a high-rise building downtown, if you own a kiosk at the mall, if you have a restaurant, or whatever it is you do, if you're a real estate investor or a real estate agent, these five steps apply to your business. Step one, you got to locate prospects. If you don't locate prospects, the rest of the four steps are irrelevant because you've got nobody to do business with. In real estate, we have to find people who have a house for sale. That's easy to do. I've got one letter that was accidentally discovered that floods people in, and it's not a matter of finding the houses for sale. It's a matter of picking and choosing the low-hanging fruit, because I can turn on a system that will get you 20 or 30 or 40 people a week calling you with houses for sale. That's the easy part. Step two is pre-screening prospects, because there's a big difference between suspects and prospects. Suspects are people who want to sell at retail price and want everything their way. Prospects are people who are gladly give away some equity in exchange for something they want, which is usually either debt relief or to get their life back. Prospects are in the minority, Carolyn. Suspects are in the majority. So our job is to weed out the majority, to get the minority, so we got a few people a month to deal with. Not masses of people, just a few people a month who are the right kind of folks that are willing to work with us and need us as bad as we want them. Our job is to get to those prospects. Fortunately, we only have to talk to two or three people a week and go visit two or three houses a month to buy all the houses we want, because in my system, we're going to get to those prospects very quickly. We're not going to talk to them until we know they are a prospect. We don't answer the phone. That's all done for us. The prospects are weeded out before they come to us, and then we've got a very small amount of work to do in the pre-screening process. And by the time we get on the phone, we already know they're a prospect. So now it's our job to get on the phone and make the appointment and go out and get a contract on the property. And before we leave our desk, we know that we're going to get the deal. So step one is locating prospects. Step two is pre-screening them. And step three is constructing and presenting offers. Now, the good part about it is if you're only dealing with prospects, they construct and present offers to you. You don't have to be any kind of negotiating wizard here. Because when you're dealing with prospects, the path is clear. And there's only a few ways you can buy a house, and as long as it fits into one of those ways, you know you got a deal. So it's not about being some creative genius. And step four is follow up. Follow up means go get the contract and then have a title check done. Getting the contract means you got to visit the house or send it by mail. It's a one-page deal, front and back. It's a two-minute ordeal to fill out a contract. A sixth-grade idiot could do it, and then you bring that back, and you pick up the phone, and you call a title company to check the title, and then you go to step five, which is close quickly. Close quickly means either go ahead and purchase it, if that is your desire, depending on the type of deal, or flip it and get a big check quickly without owning the house. So let me run through those five steps again. Locating prospects, pre-screening prospects, constructing and presenting offers, follow up, and close quickly. Those steps apply to every single business. And now back to your question. One of the fastest ways to make money quickly is to wholesale a junker, which means you do nothing but go out and find the bargains, put one under contract, run my magic ad, get bargain hunters to call your voicemail system, and go look at the house without your participation. And after they've seen the house, one of them will call you and say, "Yes, I'll take it." Your job: buy them cheap enough so you can sell them cheap enough so that you leave plenty of profit in it for the rehabbers, and you're really doing nothing but flipping paper. You have a contract to buy and an assignment of contract to sell. Your closing agent collects the difference, which is a $10,000 per deal minimum, and sends you the $10,000, Carolyn. You don't go to closings. You don't buy houses. You don't renovate houses. You don't find qualified buyers. You don't care where the capital comes from to buy them. That's the buyer's problem. And you're in and out within 15 days with a minimum profit of $10,000. The business that I just described to you, I've got people all over the country doing it. In fact, I had a kid in Arizona and did 122 of these last year alone with an average profit of $8,000. I've got a lot of people making a darn good living wholesaling houses and never taking title to a property. So two easiest ways to get started is wholesaling a junker or going out and getting a deed on a pretty house, which frankly is just as easy and just as fast to get in and out of. And that simply means that many people will gladly give you their house if you take over their debt. Take over their debt without risk. We don't assume debt. We don't pull them. Nobody's going to pull your credit report. In fact, if anybody's pulling your credit report, you're doing this business incorrectly. It will not show in any of your credit or in your financial statement. So we're going to go out and we're going to take over debt by simply having people give us the house. The loan will stay in their name, and then depending on the situation, we either agree to make payments in the future or we don't. And in many cases, when it's in foreclosure, we don't agree because our objective is to get the property, get ownership of it, and then go discount the underlying debt, which is commonly called short selling. That was a long answer to a short question, but that was as short as I could get it, Carolyn.
No, absolutely. It was some great information there, and I really do thank you for going through all that. So pretty much the amount of money that you can make in 1 year is basically due to the effort that you put forth and getting involved and really getting everything in motion and taking action.
Well, that's the beautiful part about this business, Carolyn. Your income is of your own making. You see, you're not on a job where you have a cap, or you're not in some low-paying business where there's only so much money you can make. Now, I know this is going to be difficult for some of our listeners to believe, but I actually have people who started from a blue-collar position in life, got into real estate, and are currently making over $1 million a year doing what I'm describing to you right now. Now, I won't say that's the norm because it's not, but I will tell you that it's absolutely normal for people to get started in real estate and easily surpass their current income on a job with less than 6 months into the business. And I can't tell you how many people that I've put out of work. In fact, I have a reputation for making people jobless, but of their own accord, you know, because there has to come a time when you make the decision as to whether going to work is the smartest use of your time or not, when you can make so much money working for yourself with some simple basics applied to a thing called real estate.
So after you've got the knowledge in place and you're doing a few deals, how quickly do you feel it is important to get your team into place, and what members of the team would somebody need getting started in investing?
Well, actually, if I'm wholesaling, I don't have a team. It's me, and me. I don't need anybody else. With the exception of the outside vendors like a title company, somebody's got to close for you. I guess you could call that your team, but that's not somebody that works for you or anything like that. That's just a service that you use. Other than that, if you think about it, there's nobody else involved except your buyer. I teach two ways to go out and find those junkers. Well, I teach many, but the main ways is to go just ride around yourself looking for junkers. And believe me, they're not hard to find. This whole country's full of them right now. America is on sale right now, and they're everywhere. Vacant houses are everywhere. Bank REOs are everywhere, and there's never been. Do you know that in our history, there's never been more houses available than there are right now? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for us. So you ride around and find them, track down the owners, and call them and make a deal right on the telephone. That doesn't take anybody else. Or we can implement what I call my ant farm, which is where I send other people out, and I pay them a few dollars to go out and take snapshots of the house, bring them back, and track them down for me. Or we can track them down internally, get on the phone and call them, do the same thing. By putting my ants out there, that's why I call it the ant farm. I got a whole bunch of little ants running around out there finding me ugly houses, which leverages my time considerably. I mean, literally, I could have a pile of them up here on my desk, 8-10 inches tall at the end of one Saturday of some ants going out and hunting them down. And then I simply get a hold of people and call them and ask them my magic words and get to the bottom line of what they're going to take. And I either got a deal or I don't have a deal. It's that fast. So once I have a deal, I simply send them a simple contract to sign. Now, granted, somebody better go out and look at the house, and that somebody better be you in the early days. But when people bring me back pictures, Carolyn, I don't need to go see the house. I bought and sold 1,600 houses in my life. And, you know, I can sit here and look at a photograph, pretty much tell you what the repair costs are, because I don't have to be that close. I'm not going to repair it anyway, so I don't really care. I've renovated 600 houses. That's enough for me. So I have no intentions of renovating this house. I'm gonna put it under contract, and I'm going to flip it. So my estimation of the repair costs are not near as important as my buyer's estimation anyway. So I don't have to get that bogged down in all those details. It don't matter. The repairs are somewhere in the ballpark. That's all I got to get. So that'll lead me to the offer I got to make. And I'll pretty much know what the after-repaired value of that house is in any neighborhood that I send somebody out with a few simple comparables that I can do right on the Internet at home for free. This ain't rocket science. It's just learning the little basics. When I get this system going, I just send people out there. They bring them back. I can look at what I think is worth repaired. I can look at what they're asking on the phone, and I can instantly tell whether I got a deal or not. If I got a deal, I can send them a contract. Once I get that back, then we go to step four. Send the title out to get checked. Step five, run my ad, and buyers come to me. It's not rocket science. So, you know, where's my team? My team is the title company and maybe my aunts in that part of the business. That's all there is.
Yep. So it truly couldn't be any more simple. It's basically getting the knowledge that you need to move forward, taking action, and just doing it.
Yeah, it's a home-based business, too. I mean, you don't need an office for this. You don't need much time, either. In fact, if you spend more than 10 or 12 hours a week doing what I do, you're wasting all the time above that. If you're spending a lot of time in this business, you're just doing all the wrong stuff. You're doing the stuff that makes you feel busy, but you're not accomplishing anything.
Once people get their cash flow needs taken care of by wholesaling, what do you feel is the next step to really moving up in the business and you know, becoming a full-time investor? Where would you recommend people focus?
Well, first, that word full-time investor scares me. Because in reality, being full-time in this business is not going to make you any more money than being part-time if you systemize the business the way I want you to anyway. Because, Carolyn, I've got people making way over what people normally would call full-time incomes. I mean, seriously, working less than 10 hours a week at the business. Now, anybody can work 10 hours a week at the business, even without quitting their job. So when somebody says, well, I want to quit my job so I can make more money in real estate, I would say, no, keep your job, get it systemized correctly first, then you'll quickly realize you don't need to quit your job. Now when you get the money coming in to where you don't need your job anymore, then you can decide whether you want to quit it or not. But don't use that lame excuse that you want to quit your job so you can make more money in real estate. Not going to happen. Quitting your job just gives you more time to waste. My basic motto, Carolyn, is the less I do, the more I make. It's not about working hard. It's not about working long hours. It's about working smart. I run over 8 businesses simultaneously, and none of them have to have me show up for work every day. You know, I created a fortune, became a mega millionaire by understanding that if I have to do it all myself, it'll never get done. So not only do I teach people the business of buying and selling houses, I also teach them something probably equally or more important, and that's the art of automating and systemizing their life so that they can build business or businesses that do not require them to show up for work, so they can get their time back, which is the reason you're supposed to be building a business. So it supports you and frees up your life, not that you get sucked up into your business and become a slave to it. And it's easy to become a slave to a business because we've been ingrained from birth. All of our training means we got to go out, work hard, exchange dollars for hours, spend time, and sometimes we feel guilty if we don't. Well, that feeling will soon pass when you discover that you don't have to put in the hours. You got to do the right things with a little few of those hours to create the biggest revenue and free up your time so you can now sit back and think and grow and work on other things that will produce revenue in your life or not, for that matter. You know, a lot of people have things they want to do, Carolyn, that don't have anything to do with making money, but they're so busy making a living, they don't have time to do anything else but that. In fact, most people in this country nowadays, by the time they get their kids raised, you know, they look back and they realize, oh, my goodness gracious, I didn't have any time to spend with them. I'm so busy making a living. Well, I like to take people and show them that you can make a darn nice living without having your life sucked up into the minutiae of a job or a business. Not about time. About using your time properly.
Could you share with us and maybe outline some of the systems that you would put in place to really get your real estate running pretty much on autopilot?
Absolutely. In fact, here's what I teach at this 5-day event. First, you got to learn the basics, what to buy, what not to buy, how to buy it, how to finance it if it ever needs financed. And there's really only one kind of property that we're ever going to have to finance, and that's one we want to pay cash for, and that's only a fraction of anything we're ever going to buy. And we're not going to the bank to get that financing, nor are we putting up down payments. So once we learn what we want to buy, where to find it, how to get at it, and then what to do with it after we find it, and the system is simple. We get people to call us through an answering service. They don't call us direct. They call an answering service that I have set up for my customers. The answering service works 24 hours and takes down property information every time they call. That answering service then emails us the information on the house, and then we pick and choose from that list of prospects which ones we want to call back. If I get 20 of those a week, I'm still not going to make more than two or three outbound calls. I'm not talking to all of those people who are a waste of my time. Oh, by the way, we have yellow letters mail. We mail some ugly letters that gets people to call. We have a system set up for doing that. We don't touch an envelope. So we just simply tell them, I want this many letters mailed this week to this list. The letters get done, and then the answering service takes the calls, and they email us the property information sheets. Now, our big job of the week is go through them one day a week, pick out two or three or four we want to call, go out and make a couple, three appointments this week, come back with a contract or two. Send it over to our title company or attorney to check the title on, and once we find out the title is clear, we simply implement our exit strategy. And our exit strategy, in the case of junkers, is simple. We run an ad. People go to the house. They call our voicemail box. Sooner, one of them is going to call us and say, okay, I'll take it. We send them a piece of paper. They sign the piece of paper, send it back. We send it to our closing agent. Our closing agent closes it, gets their money, and sends us a check. In the case of the pretty houses, the ones that do not need rehabbed, the ones that we're not going to buy at deeply discounted prices and flip, the ones we're going to take over debt on, we're simply going to get a contract, have our attorney close it. We don't need to be there. And then put the house right back on the market, probably on a lease purchase or with owner financing, have the whole market flood to us because they do not have to go down to the bank and qualify for a loan, have them go see the house on their own. We don't know they're going until they've been to the house. They'll let themselves in with a lockbox. All the information they need is on the countertop. It tells them exactly what to do when they've been in the house. It tells us whether they have money or credit when they contact us by fax or by phone, and only after they've seen the house are they going to come into our lives. They're going to send us information. We're going to take a look at that information. We're going to pick and choose the prospects from the suspects, and then and only then are we going to get on the telephone with those prospective buyers and work out a deal to get them in the house based on what they've got to work with, either money or credit or both. And by the way, Carolyn, there's no way in this economy that I want to build a business around getting people qualified to buy my houses. That's the opposite of what I want to do. In fact, we built an entire business and system, even well before we got into this economical mess, where we can put people in our houses with owner financing or on a lease purchase, make them easy to sell so they're easy to buy. While everybody else is scrambling around for those qualified buyers, we want the 75% of the homeowners out there that are looking for houses that can't qualify, and we'll build a fortune very quickly and be in and out in a matter of a few days instead of a few months competing with builders and developers and realtors looking for those qualified buyers. It's a simple system, Carolyn. It works like magic as long as you implement the basics and don't do all the stupid stuff that everybody wants to do that they think they need to do to buy and sell houses. And if you just run through everything that I just said, it takes almost as long for me to explain it as it does to do it. My job, set up the answering service once, set up the people to mail my letters once. My job is to make two or three calls a week, go visit a couple of houses a week maybe, and then implement the sales system by getting the advertising out to get people to the house and then talking to the few prospects that are sifted and sorted out that pass the doofus test, as I call it, and then getting them to my attorney to close them. This is not a time-consuming business.
No, it's not. Thanks to you. You've really, truly systemized it and perfected it so that it's as hands-off as it possibly could be. It's really an incredible system.
Yeah, I'm an overnight success. It only took about 27 years for that night to go by.
Can these strategies, lease options, seller financing, can they be applied towards commercial properties as well?
Yes, but commercial property is a whole different business, whole different learning curve. And, yes, I have a training on that as well, Carolyn. And, yes, we do take a lot of the things we learn in the single-family house business and apply it, but it truly has a different set of rules.
Out of all the forms that you mentioned in regards to financing, what's your favorite form of financing a deal?
Well, my favorite form of financing is when I take over debt that already comes with a house. See, then I don't have any money to raise at all. I'm going to give you an example. What would you say your house is worth?
A couple hundred thousand.
Okay. And just make up a number. What would you owe on it? 150?
Yes.
Okay. So you call me one day. You call me. You'll get the answering service. You'll give them some information, and it'll get to me, and then I'll call you back, depending on what you say. You see, if you say in there that your house is worth 200 and you want 200, I'm not calling you back. You're a suspect. Wrong answer. However, what if you say in there, my house is worth 200, I owe 150, but I'd take, you know, $10,000 and move. I've got to move across town. I got a job transfer. I mean, across the country. Okay. Now, what you've told me is you're willing to give me some equity because I don't want to come to your house, Carolyn, unless I get equity. If I can't get equity, I've got no reason to buy real estate. This is not a nonprofit organization here. If I can't get some equity, I'm not going to buy a piece of property. And you'll find that people will gladly give away equity to get what? In your case, you need to move across the country. What means more to you, getting that debt off your back or getting that fictitious equity out of that property?
Absolutely, getting rid of that debt relief.
Exactly.
Or getting that debt relief.
Exactly. So if you give me any indication that that's what you want to get done, I can get that done for you. I will go out to your house. It's in beautiful condition. You and I will come to terms on if, and if so, how you will get your 10 grand. Unlikely you're going to get it. Almost certainly you're not going to get it in cash at closing. If I like your house, I might give you a little second mortgage or deed of trust for 10 grand that's payable when I close, when I sell the house. Or I might give you a couple of $1,000 now so you can move and take over your debt, which is called taking it over subject to. You're going to transfer ownership of your house to me, and I'm going to own it, but the loan is going to stay in your name. You're going to agree to this, or I can't buy your house. And not only are you going to agree to it, you're going to sign a letter to that effect because my attorney is going to put it in front of you, making it clear that you understood your risk. Now, everyone won't do that. But remember, I said at the beginning of this call, we're looking for the minority, not the majority. I'm looking for the people who need to get out of their house a lot worse than they need worrying about that debt staying in their name. Besides, I'm going to make those payments or I'm not going to buy the house anyway. And if they don't believe that, they won't sell to me. And if I don't believe they're happy, I won't buy from them. So now I take over your property. In a few days, I'll own it because you'll transfer ownership to me, which does not mean I have to pay off the debt, which is a myth in some people's minds. They don't understand that you don't have to pay off the debt to transfer ownership of a house. A lender doesn't own the house. They only have a lien against the house called a mortgage. So I walk in and I'll take your house for free or close to it, and I'll put that beautiful house right back on the marketplace for $199 with some kind of a down payment, and I'll put a lease option tenant in there, let them make me payments larger than your outgoing payment, and then when they get ready, they can go get a loan and cash me out, and I'll get whatever's left of that $50,000 worth of equity you gave me. Easy in, easy out, no repairs, no capital raise, no money to bring to the table, yet within a few days after I buy your house, I'll have a lease option tenant there with anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 with a non-refundable option deposit because I'm leasing it to them with the option to buy. Or I could sell or finance it to them and get a down payment. I can do it both ways. And that's my favorite kind of deal. Easy in, easy out, a few days later, no cash to raise, cash coming in quickly, monthly spread between what I'm paying and what I'm getting, and they owe me money on the back end when they decide to cash me out. And I'm not even sure if that answers your question, but probably answered
it. No, it absolutely does. And could you go over very quickly just a free and clear property where the owner owns the property outright?
Sure.
And how you might structure owner financing?
Sure. You call me up and you've got this same $200,000 house free and clear. In fact, I will probably send letters out to target you. because I want free and clear homeowners to call me. And we can get a list of people who have their house free and clear. So I send you this letter and you call me. And the first thing I'm going to ask you is, Carolyn, well, look, you say your house is worth $200. You say you want $175 for it. Well, that's fine, but would you take your equity in monthly installments? And if you give me any positive indication that you will, then I'm going to find out what you have in mind, and I'm going to get out to the house, and we're going to work out some terms. Now, Carolyn, I could spend the next 3 hours with you on this telephone just working terms on this one house or so many ways I could buy it, but I only need to learn a couple of good things. And what I'm focusing on in this case is I want to get in your house with little or no down payment, and I want your monthly payment that I'm paying you to be as low as I can possibly get it. And, in fact, I've bought many houses with no payments and no interest, just a balloon due later. And I bought a lot of houses with principal-only payments and no interest. So I'm going to structure this however you and I agree to get it done, but I'm going to get that payment down low. And because you own it free and clear, I got plenty of room to do that. By the time I get out of your house, I'm going to probably leave with $1,000 a month of or less in a monthly payment. Now, that's a pretty low payment on a $200,000 house, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So now I'm going to turn that thing back around, and I'm going to put it on the market with owner financing. I'll put it out there for $199.9, and I'll let the market tell me how much they can pay me down, because we don't make the mistake of naming the down payment. That's a foolish thing to do. I let the market tell me how much it's got, and then I let the market tell me how much it'll pay me per month, and I can assure you it'll be way over $1,000. So in my mind, before the market speaks, I'll probably get at least $20,000 down for a down payment on the house, and I'll probably get about a $2,000 a month incoming payment. So if I get $25,000 down and I had to pay you, say, maybe $10,000 down, I'm $15,000 to the good, plus I'm $1,000 a month positive cash flow, plus they still owe me about another $25,000. Well, another, about whatever it is, $10,000, $15,000. So I've taken this house that you called me on. I've got you what you need. I got you out. I own the house. And now I'm going to take this asset that I got, put it right back into the marketplace, and turn it into cash and cash flow and future cash checks based on what I know. Now, my credit's irrelevant. And in this case, I might have offered you a down payment, but I'm going to get it right back out of that buyer. And if I work it right, I'll simultaneously close the purchase with the sale and have the buyer's money come in, bring me 25 to take out your 10. So I'm using my brain here, and I'm also using this big buyer's list that I'm going to build because I'm going to advertise that I can owner finance. Picture this ad, Carolyn. Owner financing, no bank qualifying. We'll take anything on trade, fast closing.
Probably ring your phone right off the hook.
I'd need a secretary, wouldn't I? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I want to be the gatekeeper. I want to be the person that people come to if they want to buy a house without and eliminate banks. And I'm going to build me a buyer's list that's enormous every time I run one of these deals. So now it's a matter of taking the buyer's list and finding houses to back into the buyers with instead of the opposite. I got buyers waiting on me to go find them deals instead of finding deals and hunting down buyers because I'm making it easy to buy. Now with that knowledge, I'm going to take where my buyer's list want to buy and I'm going to target mailing letters into that area. I'm going to go find them something that they can buy from me. Then I'm just going to drop it in their lap. I got no advertising cost to find buyers. They're waiting on me, and they're hanging on me. And they're probably waiting on me, Carolyn, because they've got weak credit or some other reason why they can't go down the bank and qualify. And that's the beautiful part about catering to that list of people, the majority of the buyers. They're waiting on me. They're relying on me to find them a house. They're not qualified, so they can't run around and go from house to house and pick anything they want and be picky and choosy buyers. I'll take that kind of buyer any day. But that's a good example of how I turn one around that's free and clear.
And what an incredible opportunity you're providing for these buyers that can't, go through traditional financing.
You bet.
So it's really a win-win situation.
What a public service. And think about it. Where are all of the people going to go live that are getting put out of their homes on the foreclosures out there right now? Somebody needs to be out there helping them get back in another house. Because they got foreclosed on, don't make them bad people. Just make them bad financial managers. And I can tell you, once you've been foreclosed on, you learn the basics about financial literacy pretty quick. And don't bite off more than you can chew. I still got to find the people that can come up with cash because I'm not putting anybody in houses if they can't come up with a good down payment.
Absolutely. You want either credit or cash, correct?
Yeah, credit, I'll get them financed. Cash, I'll finance them myself.
Ron, could you share with us where we can go to get more information on your products? And I mean,
sure.
You've just really provided us with such wonderful information today. I truly can't begin to thank you.
I'll give you a website where you can go get a bunch of free stuff. How's that?
That sounds great.
Yeah. Go to my website, ronlegrandcds.com. That's Ron Legrand, L-E-G-R-A-N-D. Don't put an E on it now. Ron Legrand, CDs, CDS.com. Ron Legrand, CDs.com. You'll find a CD on there on how to make a killing in the slow market and a whole bunch of free stuff on there, and you can join our free electronic newsletter and just get a bunch of goodies on there for free. And there's some stuff on there that you can buy if you want as well. So if somebody wants to get in this business and get into it the easiest way, that's the best website to do it right there. You can learn all about us and how we can come into your life and make this job a lot easier.
Well, and once again, I just can't thank you enough. You're so generous in sharing your knowledge. I mean, obviously, you know, you could have kept this close to your chest and just amassed a fortune on your own, but you've just been so generous through the years in sharing this with everybody. And I, for one, can't begin to thank you. You've totally changed my life and just really impacted it so gratefully. I mean, you've really changed the life for myself and my children, for which I can't begin to thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and that's what I do.
Well, and for our listeners this evening, I guess what I can say is I just truly hope that you jump to the gun and take action as quickly as possible. Ron's just provided you with everything you need to know to be successful. Now it's to you. You just have to move forward.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for taking the time to interview me, and I hope we can do some good out there for those folks who are trying to figure out how to make a living and survive this economic mess that we're in right now. And I can tell you that what's going to make that happen is cash flow. There's nothing more important for you to focus on right now than getting your income up, way more than you need to live on, so that you can endure whatever comes at us. You know, we're really not in control of what happens in this economy, but we're in control of what happens in our household economy, and that's entirely up to us to manage, and nobody else will do it for us.
Yep, absolutely, and putting your systems in place is just the way to do it.
I'm kind of partial to it.
Well, I am as well, so I'll tell you, it's just been an incredible experience for me, and thank you so much for this interview and for sharing all your knowledge with our listeners, and hope to do some more in the future and just really impart more knowledge to them.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ron.